Good Saturday morning, and welcome to Sports Talk. I'm Steve Cornell, and with you this morning, along with Kurt Carroll. And if you're wondering why I'm leading off during football season, a baseball song. We got a special guest that will be with us during our first 30 minutes or so. The new head baseball coach, Connor Creasy, will be with us. We'll talk to Connor about his time here so far and what Tiger fans should expect. And we expect a lot, but we'll coach him through all that. But anyway, appreciate you tuning in on this Saturday morning. We got a lot to talk about. Jamboree last night out at Jim Carroll Stadium. McNary was in town. It was a JV game. And then the varsity team, me and Kirk discuss that in full a little bit later. Also got an interview with Coach Alex Seaton that I did last night. And Kirk is pretty interesting. You know, we do it on Saturday mornings, every Saturday morning, but doing it raw like that, especially after not a very good jamboree last night on the scoreboard. Anyway, Alex said, I wish I had told you I'd do this, depending on what happened on the outcome.
But yeah, I think you would have been in better shape to have done it this morning.
Yeah. He's not skipping out. He's at a camp. They've got a youth camp going on out at Jim Carroll Stadium this morning. So he'll be back with us on next week. And then Jason Fortune will be in a little bit. They've got some big Marine stuff that they want to talk about for week one. And then, like I said, me and Kirk will talk about last night's game. Without Alex, that may not be the best thing, but we'll discuss last night's game. We'll get you set for what's ahead, and that's NBA coming in this Friday night as we start our 2024 season there. So we got a lot to get to, and looking forward to talking to Connor. And also, we're going to break down some SEC football, too. Tennessee getting ready to go. He's a Tennessee guy.
We're definitely qualified.
We are qualified. He worried me a little bit when he came in. He started spinning around. He goes, you a Tennessee fan? I said, uh-oh.
You thought that was going to be a negative?
I thought it was going to be a negative, but it wasn't. He's a Tennessee guy, so he'll fit in good here.
What if he was an Alabama guy, but he had like a 750% win ratio? Would that be okay?
He would be welcome. Yeah. We just wouldn't discuss Alabama. We got a really good friend that's an Alabama fan that we play golf with, and we don't like to talk to him very much about football. Especially, unless we win, that's not very often.
I've got a son who's coaching high school ball in Birmingham, Alabama now.
Yeah.
And I think he got a rude awakening. They introduced him as being a Tennessee fan, and I don't think he has anybody on the coaching staff on his side right now.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Anything happens, he's going to get the blame.
Well, it was probably better than introducing him as an Auburn fan. It could have gone either way.
Yeah, well, in Birmingham, it could go either way. In fact, the girl he married, their dad graduated from Auburn and the mom from Alabama. So
they have a divided household.
Yeah, they have a divided household.
Yeah. Boy, that'd be fun. All right. Let's take a time out. When we come back, we'll bring in Connor Creasy and talk to him and welcome him to Sports Talk. So stay tuned for that. And we got some football to talk about as well. Me and Kirk will be back in a minute. You're listening to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. I want to remind you, if you've been in an accident or a work-related injury or accident, and that has you sidelined, get back in the game by giving my guy a call, Justin Reynolds, 731-925-7000. You will need help. I guarantee you, navigating through all the legal mumbo-jumbo and fighting those big insurance companies, Kurt, and their high-powered attorneys.
Nobody likes those big.
Do what?
Nobody likes those big insurance companies.
Yeah, yeah.
And the people that work for them.
That's exactly right. They sure don't like them now. But anyway, give Justin a call. He'll get you through it, get you some money, get you back in the game. Give Justin a call, 731-925-7000. Connor Creasy, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man, it's nice to meet you. I've heard a lot about you, and I've heard a lot of good things about you. And what I told him when he come in, I said, I've heard a lot of great things about you. I don't know if that's a plus or a minus, you know, when you come in. So,
well, I'm here to set the record straight, whatever you've heard.
Well, tell us a little bit about your background, where you're from, and kind of how you got to this point.
Yeah, I grew up in Milan, Tennessee, so not too far from here, just north of Jackson. Graduated from Milan High School, played baseball, played a few years of football in Milan as well. Went to Freed Hardeman University to play baseball. Played there for 5 years. I was a part my freshman year of the first World Series team in Freed Hardeman history. We made it to the national championship game. Had a really good season that year. Just a cool team to be a part of as a freshman. I went 9-0 that year, so had a really good breakout year as a freshman, won Conference Pitcher of the Year. And then the next season, went back to the World Series, so two back-to-back years. I had Tommy John, so I redshirted a year, ended up getting that fifth year. So I played for 5 years, and we went to five national tournaments, well, four, because COVID. And then as soon as I graduated my fifth year, my head coach, Jonathan Estes, who's now the athletic director at Freed, stepped down as head coach, took the AD job. He hired one of his assistants, Jess Trask, and they talked me into coming back on right after my last season to be the pitching coach. So I've been the pitching coach at Freed the last 2 years. It's been awesome, you know, to get to start my coaching career there. But now we're in Hardin County, baby, so I'm excited to be here.
Well, you know, the decision to get here and from where you're at in college, and you know, you think, well, why, you know, if you're coaching in college, why would you want to come coach in high school? But I'm pretty sure it's not all glamorous, especially if you're an assistant or a GA or something like that. But kind of take us through the process of number one, you making a decision, did they give you the call, or you just heard about this job was open?
Yeah, so I love my time at Freed Hardeman, and I love coaching college ball. It's as I'm learning, it's a lot different. But, you know, like you said, college ball, it's fun, but it's not all glitz and glamour. You're on the road every weekend. You're gone. I'm getting married in a month, you know, so that's a big part of it. I like to hunt and fish, and I like to spend time with family. There's other things outside of baseball that I do enjoy doing. And coaching college ball, you know, I was heavy on the recruiting trail. So in the summers, I'm gone recruiting. Weekends, if we're not playing, I'm recruiting. So it's really busy, and I love the relationship aspect of the game and love coaching the game and development. And so high school was really appealing to me. This is the only job I applied for, though. I did not want to just jump into high school for any high school. So I started looking probably halfway through last season. Just decided, you know, this is probably a move I wanted to start looking to do the next 2-3 years. And I heard that Coach Harville had resigned or stepped down. And so I actually had sent an email to Wes and Matthew about a month before Coach Harville resigned. I had no idea he was going to resign. Mm-hmm. But I was looking at high schools around this area that I'd be interested in the next few years. And I knew that Ryder was going to be a senior. So I was like, you know, Coach Harville may coach one more year, and who knows. And I want to introduce myself so they at least know who I am. So I sent an email to both of them and just said, hey, I know the job's not open. I know you've got the best in the business with Chad, and I just want you to know who I am, and I'm interested in Hardin County if and when that job opens up. And I sent that email to them, and, you know, I'm from Milan, so that's a job that, you know, I was potentially interested in as well. But there weren't many around this area that I was super interested in, with just the community support, the history, the athletes, the ability to win, the opportunity to win. And Hardin County was on the top of my list. And I sent that email a month later. I see where Chad stepped down, and Coach Smith reached out to me by email and said, hey, Coach Harville stepped down. We'll take your resume.
Yeah.
So sent it in and interviewed, and here we are.
Well, you know, Kirk, he said he hunts fish and he's a Tennessee ball fan. He fits in right in perfect here.
Yeah, and you get to do all your recruiting in one building.
That's right.
You don't have to go out of state recruiting.
You know? Well, you know, we didn't discuss this with Matthew, too. Of course, Matthew coached at the college level, and me and Kirk has talked about this a lot.
That's kind of similar, the background.
Yeah, the background is. And the recruiting process in college, and then the way things are now with NIL and transfer portal, and it affects all levels. You know, how difficult was that, and was that part of, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't, you know, nothing against kids or going in their house, but, you know.
Yeah, it's a little different at a small college than it is, you know, your bigger Power Five, Division One schools. We still run into that a little bit. At Freed-Hardeman, we recruited a little differently than a lot of NAIA schools, you know, top powerhouse schools in the top 25 did. We recruited a lot of high school guys and just develop. And so we run into these other NAIA teams in the top 10, 15 that are all JUCO guys or these Division I transfer portal guys. Now, we did try to pick up, you know, a few transfer portal guys that could we call them plug and play. You know, if we have a guy, a freshman or sophomore who's not ready to be the varsity guy, we'll go get a JUCO guy that is ready. But for the most part, we try to develop talent. We have four or five freshmen on the field just about every year, at least arms. And then you get them for 3 years, you know, matured, developed, and the chemistry and the culture that you can build around having guys in your locker room for 3 or 4 years is what's worked for us. You know, now there's other ways of winning and doing that with JUCO guys, but we don't run into the NIL as much at the small college level.
Yeah, you know, and I had heard that that's coming to high school.
It wouldn't surprise me.
What is?
NIL.
Well, yeah, I mean, money talk. It's not too hard to figure that out. Everything, you know, what used to be emulating college, now it's emulating pros. You know, the game's grown up from the top down. So, I mean, it's,
I just have trouble seeing where I'm giving a kid some money to come to my high school to play. I mean, that's just me.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, man. Well, I think it affects the bigger schools and in the cities.
Yeah, you need to get started paying some players around here and see how that works out. And
yeah, I don't know if I like that.
Well, we got the guy right here that can do it. He can make it happen over here. The dean of students is here. So
yeah, Michael Davis, recruiting coordinator / superintendent.
Yeah. You can't see because all those flashing lights last night. That was hard on him last night.
I didn't think that was much of a distraction last night. You know, we read that the flashing lights, but they're really kind of it's not like a strobe light in your face when it does that. I think yeah, I don't even think it was much as the fire.
Connor, well, let's get back on track here, man. And I gotta get this thing back in the middle of the road here.
I'll tell you the best thing you got going for you. You got some Botello vibes about you. You know,
yeah, he does when he walked in. Yeah, I didn't want to mention that about all the. Yeah. You know, I've heard all the ladies, but he's getting married, so you know, he's getting married.
I was meaning more like baseball vibe. You know, I really wasn't going there.
I thought you were looking at him. You kept staring at him.
So. Yeah, our first teacher in service countywide, while Mr. Davis is in here with us, I'll throw him under the bus. He threw me under the bus, not really, but in front of everybody, you know, the new faculty and staff have to stand up. So I get announced, I sit down, and then I heard my name, but I didn't hear what was said. And Coach Beecham, one of my assistants, was sitting beside me. And he was like, yeah, I think Michael Davis just made a joke about you being Tony Vitale's brother or something. So
yeah, well, I hope you can coach like him. That'll be great. That's the goal, yeah. Let's take a time out. We'll be back with more with Connor Creasy, head baseball coach of Hardin County High School. And we'll kind of get his perspective of what he's looking for and what his hope is for his 2025 season ahead. We'll be back after this. Welcome back to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. Got a full house in here now. Jason Fortune in with us. We'll talk to him in just a few minutes. They got some big maroon stuff going on for week one. The dean is in here. Appreciate him coming in. He's never seen a mic he didn't like, so I'm sure he'll want to say something here before too long. And but we're talking with Connor Creasy. Connor, you know, you were talking about Coach Harbaugh. He did an outstanding job here, and kind of a local hero too, as made his way through the ranks and then pro career, and then coming back home. So, what? Water. Oh, that go in there. It's live radio. There's a refrigerator in there. And then coming back home, and I tell you what he's done here. Of course, he had a good run, went to the state championship game, but I think one of the most impressive things is the atmosphere of being at that ball field. And I'll tell you how I know that. When you're playing an opponent, I think it was Mumford or Brighton, I was walking out after doing the ball game that night, and their coach come up. He said, man, this place has changed. This is a great place to play baseball. The atmosphere, what he's created there with the help of a lot of people, new scoreboard now, fence, field looks tremendous. And he just made it a happening. You know, that's the place you want to come watch a baseball game. So it's good to walk into that you've got all that set up. But you're also going to have your hands full. And I don't know that if you ask or not, you know, what kind of team we got coming back or anything like that, or you just ready to start your career?
Yeah, I have been asked that. And right now it's hard to say, and I'm not really speaking on that because I haven't seen these boys play ball, you know. So we do get a couple weeks in the fall where we get to practice and can play a little bit. So I'll know a little bit more then, but I'll tell you what, we're working hard. They're working hard. We're in the weight room every day. We've been conditioning and training and throwing, and that's one thing I told these guys in the first meeting that I had with them, is that nobody's going to outwork us. So regardless of talent, we're going to work hard. And we've got some really good pieces already from what I've seen. We've got some athletes. We're young. We've got a lot of sophomores. But we've got some key upperclassmen that I really think, you know, over the next 5-6 months, especially on the mound, me getting my hands on them, doing some development stuff, we're going to be just fine.
Yeah, and now your assistant coach you played with, and his name?
Hunter Beecham.
Hunter Beecham. And Hunter's going to be a part of the community because he's marrying a local girl.
That's right.
Pretty soon. And so heard some good things about him too. He's young, but y'all played together, and y'all probably got a pretty good history together as well as a friendship and somebody maybe you can lean on.
Absolutely. Yeah, he's a top-notch guy. I was a year older than him, but we played for 4 years. So I was there for five. We played for 4 years together at Freed. And we weren't best friends by any means, you know, in college, but we were teammates, and he played the game the right way. I always respected him. He respected me. And, you know, when I'm looking at guys that I want around, you know, in the clubhouse, our guys that I want coaching, I want guys who can be mentors and good dudes, fun to be around, but also are winners. And that's something that Hunter has. He's a winner. He won a state championship at Scotts Hill. He was a part of one of those World Series teams that I was on. You know, he knows what it takes to win. He's been in those locker rooms, those clubhouses. He knows the work that it takes. So super excited to have him on board. He's all in, and you're going to see him in the community like you will myself and our guys, and he's excited to be here.
Well, you know, the thing is, you got a coach that's going out, and Chad, like I said, he was gracious to be here anytime we needed him and talk with him. And I coached Chad a long time ago, and I know how Chad was. I coached him in junior pro football when he's my quarterback. And he was tight. People go, well, you know, Chad's this way. He's very structured. He's, you know, he wants it this way. And he didn't mind telling you how he wants things. And I said, well, it's no different. He was when he was in the sixth grade. He was my coach. I mean, I can remember circling kids up, people talking, getting out of line, and him jumping up. I didn't have to say anything. Chad was that kind of guy. But in saying that, he had his way of doing things. You're going to have your way of doing things. So it's going to be an adjustment period for the kids, correct?
Yeah, Coach Harville, he has been a huge, huge help to me already. The first thing I did after getting hired, and I told Wes and Matthew this in my interview, I wanted to sit down with Coach Harville and just kind of pick his brain, and because he has built this. You know, this has been his thing, and he's done a great job. And so I wanted to pick his brain of what's worked and what hasn't worked, and and how he got here and what was his vision for the future, and even with the field, you know, and upgrades and things like that. And he has shared everything. He's helped me tremendously, you know, over the last 2 months, and we probably text back and forth just about every day, or, you know, 4 or 5 days a week with questions I have, and just anything. He's been all ears, and he's been a great help. But I'm not Chad Harville. Yeah. Right? I'm Connor Creasy, so he coached one way. And what I do appreciate about him is the standard that he set. The standard's not going to change. The work ethic's not going to change. But there will be some differences because I'm not Chad Harville. But I do appreciate the things that he has instilled in these guys and in this community and in this program, and those things will remain the same.
Yeah, I want to talk about that here in a minute. Let's take one more time out. When we come back, I want to talk about some of the things that I've been hearing about things that you've done in the community and kind of your life away from baseball, so they know what kind of guy they've got here at Hardin County High School. We'll take a quick time out. We'll be back after this. Welcome back to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. And we got Connor Creasy in this morning, head baseball coach of Hardin County Tigers. And Connor, I want to talk a little bit about you away from baseball in high school and your influence on young kids. If you don't know, Connor goes to Stantonville Church of Christ over there in youth minister, one thing. And then the other thing, I was talking with somebody last night that has a son that plays for you, and I said, how's things going? You know, just great, love him. They're already starting to do community service work in the community, so expand on that a little bit.
Yeah, that's going to be a key component of who we are. I'm not just in the coaching business. I'm in the men building business. So we had our first – we have classroom sessions every week. So on Fridays, they'll come in my classroom, and we do classroom baseball session. And some days this might be a what I call a hot stove. We'll just do a baseball hot topic. Maybe it's pitching, defense, whatever it is. But the first one was the standards and expectations on the field, off the field, in the classroom, in the community. And all of my guys have to participate in 4 community service events or services before baseball season, or they won't play. They won't touch the field. So I made them aware of that, and they're all in. And we got a lot of hard workers. I kind of tricked them into doing this. I'm going to tell one on myself. So I bought a new house and over in Stantonville. So I'm about 15 minutes from the high school. And my yard wasn't done when I bought the house. And so I had some guys from the church come over with some tractors and till it up, and we box bladed it and got it all smoothed out, ready for sod. But I had 18 pallets of sod. And so I needed an army, really. Yeah. And so I told the baseball guys, I said, y'all, I know a guy that needs some sod laid. He's going to feed y'all pizza and wings when you get done, and then whoop you in cornhole. And I said, this can count as your first community service event. And every one of them showed up. But I didn't tell them it was me till they showed up. It was kind of a test. I wanted to see if, you know, who was willing to
work. Yeah, who was willing to come
out. Because if I say, hey, guys, I need sod laid, every one of them would show up. So, but they all showed up, and they got it done in 2 hours, 18 pallets. So.
Golly.
We got some workhorses.
Well, that sounds a lot like Coach Mack getting his fence painted during what was it? During camp week, if you didn't do something, you know, didn't do all your summer workouts. So that was your to get the rest of them, my fence needs.
Oh, yeah. No, but seriously, anybody listening that is a part of the community, if you have a business or anything that you need done, we're looking for community service throughout the fall and even into January. So feel free to reach out to me. I've got 19 guys that are willing and ready to work. So
Kirk, he's putting them to work. It's more than just baseball.
My wife hears that. Y'all might can move in and start working on stuff around. I've got a lot of stuff that they can help the community.
Well, you've been there a lot, yeah. help the community around you.
Like leaves and sticks.
Well, there you go. There's a project right there. Yeah. You could work on Kurt, work on his golf game. That's a project too.
Yeah, that rake would be good for you guys.
Connor, I appreciate you coming in on this Saturday morning, and it was great meeting you, and I look forward to doing the games and talking to you more in the spring, and hopefully things go in the right direction, and you get your career started off here, and not only a start for your career, but, you seem like a good person that has more than just winning on your mind, but building young kids and helping them be better people in the community. And I think we need that more and more every day. But I look forward to seeing what you can do. And I hope that, from talking to you, I hope that's not just – this is just not a start for you, but maybe you'll be here a long time.
That's the plan. That's the plan. And I've definitely felt welcome by everybody, by Mr. Davis, by – the administration at the high school, by the teachers, by the students, parents, everybody. I've met so many people and so many faces and names. I'm having a hard time, remembering everybody. But it's been great. I feel at home. And somebody asked me the other day how it's been. I told them I'm living the dream. So it's been great. I really appreciate the support from everybody so far, and hope everybody will carry that over into the spring.
That's what I tell people every day when they call me. What are you doing? I said, I'm sitting here living the dream. I don't say it with enthusiasm like you just did. I'm sitting here living the dream. But, hey, real quick, just off subject, talking about football last night. You were at the game soon?
I was.
And you come from Milam, which has a rich history of high school football.
Absolutely.
We had a little – I guess, what was it, about a 3 or 4 game rivalry going, and then did we play them, what, 4 times? Is that right?
Who's that?
Milan here with
– Oh, yeah.
Yeah, about 4. We had a good rivalry starting, and then I think Milan moved down in classification or moved in
– I think they dropped.
They dropped down, but they dropped down into a district that had 8 or 9 teams in it, so they had to get rid of, some of their teams, and we were one of them. I hated that because I enjoyed going over there. The stadium,
yeah, good atmosphere.
Atmosphere was great.
Well,
new stadium
program historically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we had some good games over there. Y'all got the best of us, and then we returned the favor over here. It just kind of went that way, and that's the way rivalries are from time to time. But you're talking about the fan support and stuff like that, and what you saw last night. And if you're at the game Friday night, you're really going to see something different.
Oh, I'll definitely be there.
Let's see, we got the tailgate party that will be around 5 o'clock, and then the Tiger Walk, and then all the new stuff that's going on. So I hope you're out there. And if you see Connor, tell him you appreciate him being here, and he'll talk to you. And if you got any questions, ask him for sure. But I appreciate you coming in and
Thanks
talking a little baseball with us, talking a little bit about your life. And Kirk, I think he may work out.
Oh,
seems like he has all the right tools, and hopefully he'll build a successful program.
A what?
An impressive start.
Yeah.
You're setting the bar high.
Yeah, you're setting it high. I told him that.
Well, we'll know more come spring. Don't jump the gun yet.
Yeah, well, I know, but, we're fans. You got to jump the gun when
That's
you're
right.
fans.
That's
yeah.
right. And I do appreciate that.
Yeah. All right. I appreciate you coming in and taking the time on a Saturday morning. But we'll talk more as we get closer to baseball season.
Let's do it.
For sure. All right. That's Connor Creasy, head baseball coach of your Hardin County Tigers. Coming up, we had a jamboree last night. We'll bring in Jason Fortune as well. The Dean is here. And we're going to talk some football. And also, we'll talk about – some of the things that went on last night as we get ready and prepare for week one against NBA coming up this Friday night. This is Sports Talk on 93.5 FM. Welcome back to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. I want to remind you, if you've been hurt in an accident or at work, and you've been sidelined, no money coming in, get back in the game by calling Justin Reynolds, 731-925-7000. You'll need help navigating through all the legal stuff that you'll have to go to and fight for your right to party, to get back in party. But call Justin for all your legal needs. Justin will help you get back on your feet, hopefully financially, and then get back to your normal life. Give him a call at 731-925-7000. Let's bring in Jason. I call him Justin all the time. I don't know why I call you Justin. It just happens. I know you better than I do, Justin. That's what's weird about the whole thing. But Jason Fortune in with us. And a lot of things going on as you get ready to crank up for this Friday night with Big Maroon. Ticket sales number one. And then you got some things happening on Friday night that you want to just talk about.
We are going to do start our Big Maroon tailgate, which is going to be right across from you at the where the big grill is. We're going to set up over there and want everybody to put their tents around us and everything like that. But we're actually going to do a sponsor, try to do a sponsor every Friday night, maybe provide some stuff for the season ticket holder. So Home Banking is going to – and Domino's is going to give us some pizza this Friday night, and mm-hmm. we'll have that. And we're going to recognize the volleyball team and let them meet and greet and maybe talk about their schedule coming up. And we're hoping to do that every Friday night, kind of feature another team, let them share about what they've got coming up and meet Coach Creasy. One Friday night, and so that's kind of what we're doing. We're just kind of getting everybody together and having that community feel and just hoping everybody will come out and make it even a bigger presence than it usually is.
Yeah, well, we talked yesterday, and I told you I was going to stream last night, and I couldn't because the internet was messed up about as much as my throat is right now. Internet was messed up, couldn't get it on. We're going to get that fixed, aren't we, Michael? We're going to get that fixed. I've already figured out what it was, and so we can get on. But anyway, I apologize for those that thought it was going to be on. We didn't want to advertise it or schedule it too soon. It's kind of one of those, we're going to schedule it right at the time that it happens because we wanted people out there for the jamboree last night. So you had tickets, your Big Maroon tickets. Sales going good.
Going great,
people trying to get everything picked up.
Oh, yeah.
The book, 101 years of Tiger football, all that going on. The light show last night. And then we had a ball game.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. The ball game was kind of secondary, it seemed like, with all the other stuff that was going on around it. But were you at the game last night?
I did not make the game last night. I was traveling.
Pull up to you, Mike.
I was traveling in. I did not make the game last night.
Yeah. Well, it was a game. And, everybody was really interested in seeing these new lights, and I know we've been talking about it, and you know we've had people talking about flashing lights and stuff, but that wasn't really the deal. The way that field looked last night with those new lights was me and Alex were talking about it, and I've got an interview with Alex that's going to play after we get off here in just a few minutes, but It made it look tremendous. I mean, it's like a whole different.
Yeah,
it made it look greener or something. I don't know what it was. The field's in great shape anyway.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was something to see, and the whole stadium lit up was great to see.
Yeah, I got videos of it, and it looks awesome. I mean, what I think it's going to be is when everybody gets in their seats, looking at that field. You know, it's just going to get everybody in. Make that presence in the stadium even bigger because people are going to want to be under those lights and looking at the field, maybe not still standing around, which is intimidating for the other team.
Yeah.
But being in that stadium, getting loud with those lights, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was. So are y'all going to do this each and every week, kind of have a theme on Friday nights for the home games? Like you said, bringing – the other teams in and introducing the coaches and things like that.
Yes.
That'd be great because there's a lot of things going on in Hardin County High School that people are not, not recognizing, but you know, you don't talk about a lot because there's so much going on, but volleyball, heard some good things about it. Of course, we've got some people, if you're around town, you know, our track team and cross country team's working because there's kids running all over the place. You got that going on. And I know that a couple of years ago, our trap team, you know, they're national champions, like two-time national champions. People don't realize that we got a national championship trap team here.
About our bowling team.
And our, well, that I mean, everybody knows about our bowling team. I mean, it's how they haven't done a, if they still do 30 for 30s or a documentary right. on that yeah. bowling team and some of the kids yeah. that's come through is unbelievable.
The
but
goat. It's, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it, there's so much talent here at different parts of athletics. And not only that, in education, things they do, because some of these kids go to, I think Michael would know more. They do things during the summer where they go to competitions. I know Spencer's bunch at the radio. They've won. They've won like a national championship or whatever. That's, you know, so there's a lot of outstanding things that are going on. I'm glad that y'all are recognized some of those things.
That's kind of the plan, to just kind of bring everybody together and let people know things that are going on at the school and other athletics, because, you know, the non-revenue sports and things like that, they need the recognition, and we need to recognize them when we're having the, you know, the biggest crowds and in the town.
And so that's where it's happening on Friday night. That's where I won't be. I know that. Up there in my air conditioner, thanks to Michael Davis. Thank you, Michael. You're getting a lot. I'm giving you praise today. I'm setting him up for a fall here in about – I'm setting him up for a fall in about an hour. But anyway, Jason, I appreciate you coming in and kind of giving us some information on Big Maroon Club and what y'all have got ahead for Friday night. We will tell you the tailgate party will start around 5. You're welcome to drop by. We'll be over by the cafeteria in the north end zone area. And we'll have music going, food, tents, and hopefully
shop fans to plug in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we'll need some air conditioning, whatever. But yeah, it'll be an exciting time. It always is. And then of course the Tiger Walk as well. So there'll be a lot of activity going on leading up to game time at 7 p.m. We're going to take a time out. When we come back, we're going to talk some football. We had a jamboree last night, and we'll talk a little bit about that and the season ahead. You're listening to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. Welcome back to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. I'm Steve Cornell and with Kurt Carroll, and we've been talking with head baseball coach Connor Creasy, Jason Fortune with Big Maroon, and the Dean's going to step in here with us. We're going to talk some high school football. And Kirk, last night, we were going to try to stream, had a lot of problems with that last night, wasn't able to do it, but kind of worked out for us. We get to watch more of the game that, instead of sitting there commentating on what we're looking at.
Yeah, but you've got a new camera. You don't even know if it'll work yet or not.
Yeah, that thing bothered me last night.
You were
that thing wasn't cheap.
You got stumped last night. Yeah. All your technology knowledge went out the window last night.
Yeah, well, I think it was very simple fix. It's just that it couldn't be fixed where I was at. I needed to be across.
You know, we lose that scrimmage to which I don't know that you can take much from a jamboree game. I mean, mm-hmm. there's a lot of, that's why you have them. It's kind of to see. It's a glorified scrimmage, but yeah, we got to watch all of the scrimmage because we didn't have to worry about anything else.
Yeah. I mean. Well, I talked to you talking about that right there, and I talking with Alex last night. And like I said, it was kind of, you know, raw when we were talking because I got him just right after the game and as it happened. But
the
raw emotion of it. But we were talking about that. And you know what I found interesting? Where, you know, the game, you know, I asked questions like, you know, do you game plan for this? Is it a rehearsal for getting your game plan together for a Friday night for the kids as far as – just that, and also do you kind of critique your coaching as well, things that y'all might have done differently with a certain call, or, you know, or down in distance call, or whatever, you know, whatever goes on in a.
Well, I think another thing too is the lights do come on at 7 o'clock in a jamboree, just like they do in a regular game.
Mm-hmm.
And some guys are gamers and just show up on Friday night. I mean, Hendon Hooker didn't get to start at Tennessee. Milton started, you know, before him, and he replaced Milton. So he didn't do enough in practice to make those coaches think that he was better than Milton. And but when it came game day, you know, different guy maybe than what you saw in practice. And I think that kind of gives you a chance to watch film and see who shines and maybe who you expected to be able to do more and does less. So, I mean, I think from that standpoint, because it is a game feel, and you can kind of grade those guys that all you've seen them in practice, and that part of it I think's good. And but as far as it's a short game. It was a one score. You don't know what kind of adjustments you're going to make in the second half of a game. You don't get to do that in a jamboree, you know. And so you can take a little from it, but I don't think you can take a lot.
Well, there's a running clock, and I want to thank Alex. Told me we had it offensively for about 16 minutes of the however much time that they had on there. I didn't notice, but I do want to say this. I think in talking with fans and stuff, we need to be cautious a little bit about this team, this coaching staff, and trying to compare them to what we've done over the last several years, because number one, we got a new quarterback. He's been there. He's a senior. He's been around a lot of football, but he hadn't had an opportunity, and this is his opportunity now. So he's going to go through, unfortunately, as a senior, he's going to go through a lot of growing pains his last year of high school football.
Yeah, I mean, it's obvious. Years that you have D1 prospects like Tennessee had. I mean, you're looking at Latrell Bumpus, you know, 4 years at the University of Tennessee, actually getting a shot in the pros out in Seattle, and then Carter Smith this last year was just an exceptionally good quarterback. Pope playing, the wide receivers have had chances. And
Rivers, he went to Austin Peay.
I mean, they're playing at next level. And then there's years that you don't have maybe a player or two like that. And that's kind of this year. It's going to have to be a team effort this year because they don't have that, a lot of D1 coaches knocking our doors down for the players right now. So this group's going to have to really be a team-oriented effort. Everybody do their job because you can't just expect to have a guy run 390-yard touchdowns. And now, of course, you've got the running back in Saunders, who's one of the better running backs in West Tennessee. But he's one of 11. And
right.
So he's part of that team effort. But they've got some things like that. And this will be there'll be a big improvement between now and probably the fourth game of the year, third, fourth game, because, you know, they say after three games, no matter if you're a freshman or you've never played before, now you're a regular, you know, once you get into that third game, because the experience doesn't take long on that learning curve in two or three games to figure it out.
Yeah, and on some positive notes as well, defensively, I thought – we did some good things defensively. We had that one breakdown right there at the end where they scored. They're the only
well,
score of the
game. Well,
another
thing, too, that was a little bit odd for that game last night is most all these schools have gone into a spread type offense, and everybody coaches against pretty much kind of the same formations, and they're used to seeing that. Well, Selmer's got a new coach. And they're running basically like the Veer offense. It's an option offense. And I can promise you that nobody on Hardin County's team has practiced a lot against the option. and that team ran it pretty good. They had a quarterback that would ride that tailback who was a good athlete, and he would get in there and ride that tailback and make them make a decision who they were going to get, and then he was really good at reading whether to pitch or keep, and that's hard when you haven't seen it in 4 or 5 years, you know, and I don't think any of these players much have played much option defense.
Yeah, I don't know that we've seen anything like that. Now, Lawrenceburg, they run that wing, and that too, if you got a good quarterback that can hide the football.
Everybody talks about having a quarterback that can throw it on the money.
Yeah.
Same thing with that option offense. You got to have a quarterback that can run it. If you don't have a quarterback that can run the option, you're not going to run the option.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's take a quick time out. Hey, coming up here in just a few minutes, I had a quick interview last night with Alex Seaton. We'll play that when we get through here. We'll bring in the dean, too, when we return. Let's take a quick time out. This is Sports Talk on 93.5 FM. Just do a half. Welcome back to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. Appreciate you tuning in on this Saturday morning as we had some football action last night. Coming up Friday night will be the home opener. NBA out of Memphis will be in town to take on the Tigers. Kickoff time set for 7 p.m. We'll be on the air with the Tiger pregame show at 6:30 right here on 93.5 FM. Also at WKWXFM.com, the WKWX app, and streaming live, hopefully, on YouTube channel Slice 93. So write all that down. Go there and become a subscriber, and also hit that notification button, and you'll know when the Tigers are going to be on the air. We take it on the road as well. So that's all your many ways to see and hear the Tigers. And then, of course, the Tiger tailgate party at 5. A lot of work put into that. You're welcome to come by there. And then the Tiger walk at 5:55. You want to be there for that and welcome the Tigers in. And we'll bring Michael in. And Michael, I appreciate you coming in here. Number one, I wanted you to come by, I didn't ask you to come by because Connor was going to be here. And you were a part of help bringing him here, and seems like an outstanding young man.
I think we've hit a home run, no pun intended there with that. But I think Connor, Coach Creasy's going to be a really great addition, and he's brought in someone that he feels comfortable with that I'm tickled to death to get as well as Coach Beecham. Coach Beecham going to be working in our special ed department, and those type teachers are hard to find. So that was a double win for the school system. So it sounds like to me, sitting here listening to him, what he's having the kids do is somebody you want your kid to play for. So I'm excited.
Yeah, I am too. I think in watching him talk, I think he's serious about what he wants to accomplish here. But I think he's smart enough to know, hey, I'm not going to pull the cart before the horse. I need to see what we have. And he wasn't going to make any promises about going to state championship game this year.
I was listening to you on the way in, and what I heard him say to you before I got here was he wasn't going to take just any job, and he did his homework, and this was one of the key places that he wanted to look at to go, just on the history of the program. And, you know, following Coach Harville is going to be a tough act. He had a great season and great year and career while he was here, and that produced a lot of good candidates for the job. And Coach Creasy wound up being the one that they selected, and I think he's going to do a great job here. Excited about that.
And sometimes timing. You know, he said that he had sent that email out earlier not knowing that Chad was going to retire. And sometimes timing is the key to – getting the guy you need.
Well, I think, too, in getting an endorsement from Chad, you know, he's got a son playing. So, you know, he was interested to see in which direction they wanted to go. Because I'm sure Chad could have had other opportunities if he said, okay, I'm not ready to get out yet. I've changed my mind. I want to do something else. And you sure don't want losing to another school or whatever. So, for him to be on board and kind of be that support, and Matthew's doing the same thing for Alex. Yep. I mean, I'm sure Alex is going to lean on Matthew some. Matthew is smart enough to that he'll stay back, let Alex do his thing, but he's there.
He knows he's there if he needs him. Absolutely.
And speaking of that, last night, great atmosphere last night, a lot of fans there. We were talking about the lights make it look tremendous on the field. Kirk and I were talking about how green everything looked and how bright everything looked. And that's the same lights that they have at the baseball field, right?
Absolutely. Brand new set of LED lights. The board paid for the lights. It was an upgrade that we had to do. The lights that we had before, some of them weren't working. The bulbs were so old, they were even getting to the point you couldn't replace. So board paid for that. And, of course, you know, I know there was some talk about the light show package, which our kids absolutely love, coaches wanted. And I think now that you've seen actually what it is, it's fine and everybody's going to really love it and it's going to add to the atmosphere. That package was donated. It wasn't even something we had to pay for. So we appreciate local business in town and the actual lighting company do that for us. But, you know, we want the best for our kids. We travel other places and see facilities and things, and there's no reason Hardin County can't provide and have the best for their kids just like we do other places. And I think it adds another level to the game, and we want our kids to have the best. And another thing I was proud of last night, I see our band back in the stands. Mm-hmm. I think that made a big difference, and that will in our home games. There was room, you know, as far as Big Maroon, I think, kind of stopped there on the side so that there were some seats there and the band will fit in nicely there. And they're going to bring a big key element to football games, being right there amongst the crowd. And I just like the fact that they're there, and I think that's going to be a great addition as well.
Well, you're talking about the lights. We're kind of behind a couple of years because, you know, doing what me and Kirk do, and you've been involved in it too as well from the radio side. We go a lot of places, and this is not something new. Speaking of Milan, you know, Milan scored their first touchdown. All the lights went off. We were looking, and all of a sudden here comes the strobe lights, you know. Yeah. And it's like, golly, you know, they got something going on here. This is nice. Yeah. This would be nice to have.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good package. The thing that it amazed me about, there's no glare. Mm-mm. You know those old the other thing, too, you remember when the lights used to go out? You'd have to wait
10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, it'd be 15 minutes before the lights would come back on. You had to let them re-vaporize or something.
Hey, there's been a couple of baseball teams we had to come back the next day.
Absolutely. And that's the problem's been solved, too.
Thank goodness.
So, I mean, it's just it was pretty unique how much brighter the field was. It'll be better. Like the corners of the end zones, especially the southeast corner, it was dark. I mean, you know, somebody would catch a touchdown pass in the back, and you didn't know if he was in or out. You couldn't see it. I mean, you couldn't tell. And you've got good coverage on the field now, and it looks more professional than it did.
Yeah, we got a lot of good things going on. Michael, I appreciate you coming in and spending a little time. We're going to spend a little time with you here about three, 4 or 5 hours here.
We'll get ready for that.
Well, you got an hour. I don't know what you're going to do.
Hey, good stops before I get to
you. Good luck. Good luck today,
man. Yeah. Wish you the best. But next week, Kirk, NBA comes to town. It's for real. I'm sure they'll go in and look at this film. They'll make the adjustments that they need to make.
Did you say the NBA or the MBA?
MBA.
Oh, okay.
Memphis Business Academy of Memphis.
They've got athletes.
Yeah, they were, like I said, they went to the quarterfinals last year.
Yeah.
They ended up beating Lexington, too, later in the year.
Yeah, they'll be everything we – they'll be a good opening test.
Yeah.
See where you stand.
Well – you know, you've been around football a long time, and when you have a jamboree, I'm sure that they didn't want to show too much because they may want film of the, you know, scrimmage or last game or jamboree. We don't want to show too much.
Yeah, they go basic.
Yeah, go pretty basic defensively and offensively. But now, as a new coaching staff, this is your first week of game planning. And that's an important thing, and that's where I think Matthew was way ahead of the game in his preparation against other coaches.
Well, and every coach that's up there right now watched him game plan. So, I mean, there's not going to be a big difference between how they go about their work up there planning on games and how they play them and call them. I mean, it's a pretty easy transition when you've got an existing coach that steps up. And that part of it, you won't have as much of a change as if you'd have brought somebody in with a whole new, you know, new coaching staff. So they'll know how to – they know what they're doing. It's just a matter of getting the right guys in the right place and all on the same page.
Yep, exactly, now that they got some film on them. Friday night's it, 7 p.m. is the kickoff as we start our 2024 season right here on 93.5 FM. Hardin County Football, NBA out of Memphis will be in town. Come out and see the Tigers, and then the next 2 weeks we'll be on the road at Giles County, South Gibson. That'll be a couple of tests right there. We'll see where we're at. We got to win one of those games. I'd rather win South Gibson. It's a district game, so get that one under our belt, and then we'll see how things go.
Another thing this year, don't we have what's our split on home and away?
I think we're on the road more this year. Yeah, we were at home, man,
You'd rather have that the other way around, have one more home game than you do away game.
But. Well, we lost the Pure game and replaced it with a trip to Crockett County.
Crockett County's usually good. Yeah. I mean, P.A. Pratt, I think.
He's been back.
P.A.'s back. Yeah. And he could always coach. And, I mean, they've been to the state.
they had things going on for years and years there for a while.
But, another thing, too, though, is if you're moving up and down in classifications on that, that can change a lot. I mean, you like Milan dropping down into 2A, mm-hmm. and they played, I think, as high as 4A. And it's a different class of ball when you jump classifications. I mean, they're 2A and 3A and 4A up to 6A, I think, now for a reason.
Yeah.
And you got a bigger gene pool the higher you get up in the classification. So, yeah, I mean, all that is a factor. But it still comes down to who outblocks and who out-tackles.
Well, and I think, too, our program here, and you can see where it was at by how McNary responded last night. A jamboree.
Yeah, they won a jamboree.
And you would have thought that they had won the state.
Well,
I'm not belittling that. I'm just saying I think that's more of respect for what we've done.
It is. I mean, I think we went, 11 years? I think you told me that.
Yeah, it's been a while.
So, I mean, we'd beaten McNary
times
in a row.
Well, the last time that McNary beat us, which was Rivers Hunt, senior year, they beat us over there. We won 11 straight.
Yeah, so, I mean, that was a big game for them. And you know, they got a new coach wanting confirmation that that he's going to get the job done. So they had a good reason to hoop and holler after that ball game.
Yeah. Well, we're going to hoop and holler, I hope, here about 3 o'clock this afternoon. We're doing some hooping and hollering.
I'll hoop, you holler.
I will. But we appreciate everyone tuning in. We got to get out of here. Interview with Alex Seaton is coming up. I spent a few minutes with him last night and got his thoughts on the game last night and what's ahead for the Tigers as they get ready to open the 2024 season. I want to thank Connor Creasy for coming in here and spending some time with him. Look forward to talking more with him as we get closer to baseball season. Also, Jason Fortune in with Big Maroon. They got some things going on this Friday night. And then, of course, Michael Davis coming in and giving us a few minutes of his time. We'll see you next Saturday at 9 a.m. for Sports Talk. Remember, Coach to Coach on our Sports Saturday at 8 a.m. They'll get you ready for SEC football. And then we'll follow them, and we'll talk about hopefully a win next Saturday with Coach Alex Seaton and get you set for the following week. That's what we do right here on Sports Talk each and every Saturday morning. So enjoy the rest of your Saturday. Enjoy the interview with Coach Alex Seaton. And we'll see you next Saturday at 9 a.m. Thanks to Clark over there at the station as well. I'm Steve Cornell saying so long, Tiger fans.